Welcome to another Marvel podcast. My name is Drew Gretsch.
And I'm Ivan Sivan.
And today we are breaking down the official teaser trailer for Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Full spoilers ahead for Spider-Man No Way Home as Multiverse of Madness picks up right after.
I mean, it should.
We don't really know on the timeline just yet, but No Way Home does lead into Multiverse Madness. So if you've not yet, and also this is the post-credit scene of the movie, which I don't consider that a spoiler. If you've not yet seen No Way Home, so if you're Michael Badrov, then, well, he's seeing it tonight. He's seeing it tonight.
Good.
Hopefully our British friend will come through and get some and snag some of his reactions. So yeah, that is that. So spoilers ahead for No Way Home. If you've not yet seen the movie, go watch it and then come back and listen. And also spoilers for WandaVision. We're going to talk spoilers for Loki as well as What If. Particularly episodes 4 and 9 of What If. So let's start out by just watching this trailer, and then we'll go frame by frame as we typically do with these things. So let's enter full screen here, and here's the official trailer for Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness. I'm excited for this movie. We are going to go frame by frame here now. So let's just jump. So we start out with some voiceover from No Way Home. You know, Wong is telling Strange, you know, don't cast that spell. It's too dangerous. And, you know, because this is the credits of the movie, that line, I don't think that line was even in No Way Home. Again, we are
no,
not.
It wasn't. I was expecting it.
Like,
but
we're fully in spoilers for No Way Home. So, like, we don't typically talk full spoilers for a movie until it's out on home video. But, like, because this trailer relies so much on that movie, we have to talk about No Way Home in full spoilers. So, yeah. And again, I've still just seen the movie once. I think I'm going for a second time on Sunday, maybe. Just because, like, there's a place, like, we go to a lot, and we need a negative COVID test to get there. So I, and Sunday's going to be like within that 24 hour period where like, well, we'd be arriving within 24 hours. So like I'll probably go see it again on Sunday at night with grandparents and stuff. So, but yeah, I don't think that line was in the movie. I don't.
It was not. That kind of mixed me up a bit.
Yeah, I mean, that was in the first teaser for No Way Home. Though it was in the teaser, but it was not in the movie. So we start out here. The first thing we see is these candles flickering. It seems like there's been some destruction, some little bit of chaos. They flicker and go out. Now we can see here, is that a shadow or are those leaves? Like above, like, are those the shadows of Doctor Strange Supreme, who, by the way, I got that Marvel Legends figure right here. I got the Marvel Legends right here. This is one of my favorite figures that I have, is the What If Doctor Strange.
What If Strange was epic.
What If Strange was awesome. I really like that character, and I'm really glad that he's back in this movie in live action. And yeah, like, you know, I feel like just, you know, Star Wars and Marvel animation are different. Like, people talking about with the Bad Batch this past summer, like, could we see Omega or any of these Bad Batch characters in, like, Kenobi or in Book of Boba Fett, which is in 6 days, Ivan.
Oh my God.
6 days to Boba Fett.
Time does happen.
But yeah, it's a little bit weird to think about, because, like, you know, Star Wars animation is like, we didn't see Ahsoka. Ahsoka lived in animation for 12 years. Mm-hmm. Until we saw her in The Mandalorian Season 2, and then we will see her in her own spinoff next year. It's basically 2022 at this point, but that show is 2023. But, you know, and then we can see with Marvel animation, like, these things, like, I know, like, there are rumors that, like, Captain Carter's gonna be in this movie as a cameo. Like, we saw Shuma-Gorath in this trailer.
Mm-hmm. Also, Doctor Strange pulling out a saw
from that magic. Was cool. Yeah, that's cool.
I feel like that's the equivalent of a Green Lantern.
It is, and I wonder how far they're going to go, because I've heard that, because remember, Ms. Marvel was supposed to come out this year. Like, mm-hmm. Ms. Marvel was supposed to come out between What If and Hawkeye. And it got delayed to, like, a full year almost. Like, it's coming out, it's not going to be out before July of 2022. But that series is, like, what I've heard is that the main hang-up with it is they're trying to really settle on a final design for Kamala Khan's powers, because they want to make it look not super cheesy and stuff, because this is the MCU and they have to work within that, like, the MCU parameters of not having things look like a complete joke.
Yeah.
But if it is truly just, like, I've heard, like, there are some ideas, like, it'll be, like, a force field around her to, like, make her, like, arm, to make her fists bigger. But they have to have a design between, like, it has to be noticeable, but it can't be so noticeable that she becomes Green Lantern.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's move on now to the second shot of the trailer. So this movie is directed by Sam Raimi, who directed the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man films. It makes me wonder, could Tobey be in this movie?
I mean, we saw him in No Way Home. It's possible. But it's just the director, not as, like, I don't think Sony is going to allow that.
Well, if you remember, so, you know, Tom's been saying, like, he, like, so the last movie that he has coming out is Uncharted, which the new trailer for Uncharted looks really fun. Like, this movie looks really fun. But after that, he has nothing else scheduled. He has nothing else in his contract. And the deal that Sony... So last we heard about 2 years ago, the deal that Sony had with Disney was Spider-Man in the MCU for one more solo film, which was No Way Home. Mm-hmm. And then one more MCU appearance. Now, what's interesting is that it doesn't specify Tom Holland.
Mm-hmm.
It says Spider-Man. And what if does not count because Disney has the rights to use Spider-Man in an animated series that is less than 45 minutes per episode? All
right.
So how the deal works for television is if Spider-Man appears in a live-action series, it has to be Sony.
Yeah.
Sony can also use Spider-Man in animated TV that are in an episode that is longer than 45 minutes in length. If it is an animated episode, it has to be under 45 minutes in length, which is why Spider-Man could be in What If. So yeah. So here's this really cool shot, and I'm excited for this. This is a horror movie. We have this beautiful shot right here of Strange just looking at his reflection in the watch from the first movie. I love that.
I think some very good foreshadowing.
How? Oh, like looking at himself like a fractured version of himself.
Exactly.
That would be great. So we got this really cool shot right here of Strange, his new suit. This new suit was actually spoiled for me because on Thursday when we saw No Way Home, so last Thursday, a week ago actually, Hasbro announced their full wave of Multiverse of Madness figures. And it had Strange in the suit. Now, one of the main reasons why I think... Now, it's also like the classic Strange suit. It's also very similar to the What If design. Like... It's the same.
The What If design,
it's the same suit, just different colors. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that could be super cool, and that's another reason why I do believe that was the What If why that was Strange Supreme in the trailer. Like that was totally Strange Supreme.
Yeah, I mean everything was basically the same, but the cape.
Yeah, we got this super cool shot here of, like, the multiverse just breaking apart. Now, what if... Oh, you know what? What if this is not our Strange little... Like, what if this is another variant?
That's possible. It could go in that direction.
Now, just how far do you think that will go? Like, how far do you think, like, we could go in... Because, like, we know, like, in the Flash movie next year, Ezra Miller is going to be playing... multiple versions of the Flash. I don't think we're going to get that in this movie. I think they could do that with like one other Doctor Strange. But yeah. That would be it. Like, I think there are probably at most three different Stephen Stranges in this movie. We have the Sacred Timeline one. That's like the main one that we've been following for what, like five movies now? This is the sixth. Because there was Doctor Strange... Ragnarok, Infinity War, Endgame, No Way Home. Yeah, so this is the sixth movie. And then we'll have this one. And then we'll have Strange Supreme. Because, like, my theory right now is that this is a different variant because it seems like this universe is coming apart.
Hey, what if this is the scene of like, you know how Strange Supreme was fractured in two? By the Ancient One.
Yes.
What if this is the scene of the other side noticing the multiverse collapsing?
So,
I don't remember if that's in What If.
Remember that episode? And so, I mean, it does look pretty similar. Because remember, that episode had everything disintegrating.
Yeah.
I think it's possible. But then again, then there is a whole half hour of storytelling you have to explain.
Mm-hmm.
I think...
In Spider-Man, they explained several movies in, like, a few sentences.
But I think the big thing here is that those were live-action movies.
Mm.
This is an... they would be re-explaining an animated episode of TV. I think that was, like, one of the best episodes of that show. I think it was probably my third favorite. The first two being Zombies and Ultron. But, yeah, this... I don't know if that's possible, but that did come into my mind. It did absolutely come into my mind. So there's a lot of black screen here. This is because we are going frame by frame, so... Come on. We have the super cool shot. Like, maybe this is our actual Strange, and he's just, like, walking. He's, like, was sent into a different universe. Like, you know what? No, I think this is Strange Supreme's universe. And maybe the Watcher, like, gave it back to him or something.
Okay.
I think that's possible, because I don't really remember the deal that he made with the Watcher in the finale. I have to go back and rewatch that. So here's, I think,
pretty sure the deal was him sacrificing his liberty because... You know, he has to watch over Killmonger and Ultron to make sure not everything else doesn't completely get destroyed.
So here we get a shot of Wanda's hands with her red wiggly woos. Here's Christine's wedding. Looks like she's not marrying. Is she marrying Strange? Because it looks like Strange is not far enough up on the altar.
Oh no, she's not marrying Strange.
I think in the trailer, or no, on IMDb. Now, IMDb is not typically all that reliable until after a movie comes out. But on IMDb, do you remember Nick from the first movie, that doctor?
I think so, the one that, like, Strange dogged on because he was incompetent.
That guy. He's in this movie. Now, Strange blipped, right?
Yeah.
We don't know if Christine blipped. We don't know if Nick blipped. So this could be, you know, maybe Strange is the best man at Nick and Christine's wedding.
Mm.
So, yeah. We have a shot of a crow. Is this Agatha's secret crow? Like, Agatha, I think, is totally in this movie.
I don't know. It might be a raven, too.
I don't know if... Agatha's in this movie. I've not heard anything. I've heard about other characters being in this movie. Agatha's not one of them. Here we go. Here's our first shot of Soshidal Gomez as America Chavez. So that's awesome. Here's Wong. Wong's awesome. I love Wong.
I do not want them to kill him off in this movie. He's too precious of a character.
He's Sorcerer Supreme now. I don't know if Wong will die in this movie, but I think Wong's time in the MCU might be coming to a close pretty soon. And I'm really sad to say that, but I don't think Wong's going to survive for the next, like maybe he'll be in this, like, he's definitely in this movie. He's probably in Shang-Chi 2.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like he may die in Shang-Chi 2.
Okay.
Or maybe he'll die here and Shang-Chi 2 is a prequel. Because we still don't know how far in the future this is with Shang-Chi. And do you think Shang-Chi's in this movie?
I don't think so. I mean, he just got the Ten Rings. I don't think they would bring him quickly.
I don't think Shang-Chi's in this movie. Strange is falling through the multiverse. We get this great shot right here of different, like, Marvel logos. And what's super cool to me is, like, these are, like, classic, like, 2004 Marvel movie logos. We got some, like, of the Marvel TV logos that they used to have. I love that a whole lot. Love that a whole lot. Some Marvel Studios. Takes so long to get through this thing frame by frame because the logo's so long. So here's this whole scene with Wanda that we're not going to talk about too much. I'm going to say this is probably a year after WandaVision.
I think it'll be like a few months.
Oh, no. It actually has to be at least a year after WandaVision because WandaVision is like immediately after Endgame. It's like 3 weeks after.
Oh,
right?
Okay, yeah.
And no way. So, like, WandaVision, because Endgame's, like, October 2023, which puts WandaVision in November 2023. This movie's absolutely after No Way Home. It has to be post No Way Home. And in No Way Home, like, it's set, like, November. It's because it's between Halloween and Christmas. Right? So, No Way Home is about a year after WandaVision. So, which means that this also has to be at least a year after that.
Okay.
So, yeah. Here's this cool shot, this great tilting shot. In rewatching the Sam Raimi Spider-Man films, particularly the first two, you can really see some of Sam Raimi's horror roots. Because, like, the first film has sort of that, like, body horror element of, you know, when Peter's changing for the first time, or Peter 2. And then the second movie with Doc Ock has that great scene in the hospital where it's like the tentacles become monsters and they kill everybody. Yvonne, I know you've not seen Spider-Man 2. Watch the hospital scene in that movie. It's fantastic. It's fantastic. And I really am... I'm very excited to see what Sam Raimi does with horror in the MCU. I'm really excited for that. But yeah, we got this great tilting shot of blue light, and we enter the multiverse. That's super cool. So here we got Strange, we got America Chavez, and is that Wanda or is that Christine?
I do not know.
I'm going to say it's Christine. But yeah, it could be Wanda, but I have a feeling that is...
I feel like Wanda has a higher chance of actually seeing the multiverse over a doctor.
Yeah, but I think in this particular scene, that looks a lot more like Rachel McAdams than it does Elizabeth Olsen. But yeah, but this shot, I love that shot. Love that shot so much. Here's Mordo. We get to see Mordo again.
He looks good.
He looks good. I love his new hairstyle. I think it's awesome. It's so menacing. He looks menacing in this trailer. Strange looks inquisitively. Here's Kamar-Taj. I believe this is Kamar-Taj, right? I think it is.
Yeah, those bell towers look kind of really familiar.
Oh, you know what? What if that's that, what if that's the sacred timeline version of the temple that Strange Supreme visited in his universe in What If? If I had to put money on it, I'd say that it's Kamar-Taj, but I'm just going to throw that out there, that it could be the temple from What If. Dark shadow approaches.
Too many people there.
That's true. That is true. So I do think it's probably Kamar-Taj. So here's Strange, and then on the right, we have the Sorcerer Supreme. I love that Wong is the Sorcerer Supreme. Here we go. Scarlet Witch. I cannot wait to see her just, like, be more Scarlet Witch in this movie. I cannot wait for it.
Like, she realizes her power now, and it's strong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I cannot wait. So, Strange is in handcuffs right here. And Mordo's fighting. That is Mordo, right? Yeah, that is Mordo, and he's fighting Strange. Now, I'm not sure if this has been leaked out, like, as much as the Toby and Andrew stuff was. But I've seen some concept art.
Mm-hmm.
Where Strange is in those cuffs. And there's someone else there. I'm not going to say who, because I don't know if this has been leaked yet. But yeah, it's a great character. I'm not sure if it's something that has been leaked quite yet, but yeah. So we got some barrage of laser fire down on Kamar-Taj. The Wong gets up. Strange does some of his chaos magic. More strange magic with his rope snake thingies. It looks cool. It looks so cool. Here's Shumagorath. What is this? Yeah. Is this... You know what? you know who I bet is driving that bus? You're that spider guy on YouTube, right? I think this line from Shang-Chi could fall into maybe the top 10 funniest lines in the entire MCU. When that guy goes, oh, well, the driver's down. I'm not going to take care of it. Every time I try to drive a bus, I get yelled at. That, I think, is one of the funniest things ever. Bro. Bro.
That's the bro.
I'm still mad about that finale yesterday, but we're not going to talk about
Kingpin
that
anymore. Kingpin is not dead. It's in the comics.
No, Clownpin. Clownpin. Clownpin's not dead.
I don't think he's really seen as a clown. The man's tanked arrows, explosives, a car.
All right, we're here to talk about good MCU content, hopefully. Hopefully.
Okay,
man. Strange pulls out the freaking saw. Looks awesome.
The shadow dimension.
It's
just
so
added.
Cool. Here we go. Here's the hand of Strange Supreme. Mordo says the greatest threat to this universe is you. And then here we go. Here he is. I'm looking at the suit design. It's slightly different, but it's definitely implied. I mean, it's pretty dark here. I just turn up the brightness a bit, but the beard is very similar. The beard is very similar. If I had to put money on it, I'd say that is the what if Doctor Strange.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, dude, here we go. This is like we've had about a fully connected MCU for about a year now since WandaVision. You know, even more so now that we have Vincent D'Onofrio as Wilson Fisk and Charlie Cox as Matt Murdock. It's more connected than ever. But bringing in a character who we met about, what, 5 months ago now? In early September, three and a half months ago. Bringing a character like that into the live-action MCU, it's awesome. It's great. I'm so happy about it. Hashtag it's all connected. It was promised years ago when Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. first came out, and now it's finally true. It's finally true. Oh, quick side note on the Hawkeye finale. When it's revealed that the Rolex belongs to Laura Barton, which I think everybody called, right?
Yeah.
And it confirms that, like, she was Agent 19, Mockingbird. Mm-hmm. It means that she was Agent 19. So if you want to keep Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. canon, which I don't know how you can at this point, you can just have it be like, you know, she retired to have a family, and then Fury picked Bobby Morse.
Yeah, I mean,
spot.
Even then,
I would still say that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., like, I'm gonna amend what I said on yesterday's podcast on the Hawkeye finale, and I'm gonna say that, like, you only need one branch, which is what if Phil Coulson survived?
Yeah.
So yeah, things just got out of hand. Strange, like, what? Oh my god.
Suspense.
And I love this new logo. I love this new logo.
It's not as loud. It's just like the right amount of...
It looks... kind of menacing. It looks like a comic title. Like, just the logo. It looks like it's ripped from, like, a 1970s comic book.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Oh, wait. What's this up here? No, we are... Yvonne?
Yeah.
There's so much red. I'm not going to break down this shot because we'd be here all day. I see so many faces in here. Seriously, like, there are a lot of faces in here. Like, you can see, like, well, there's an eye, and there's an eye, and there's an eye. It's all Mephisto. So, yeah, May 2022. I'm so excited.
How close are we?
Huh?
How close are we?
Yvonne, you are the guy in the chair, so can you look up days to Thursday, May 5th? Mm-hmm. So yeah, and then so days to May 5th, and then divide that by 7, and that's how many weeks away we are from sitting in that theater seeing Doctor Strange 2. Mm-hmm. So just get the number, divide it by 7, because we're about 4.5 months, we are less than 4.5 months away.
We are 19 weeks away.
19 weeks. I'm fine with that. No Way Home was such an event. And this is a discussion for another time. But I honestly feel... Oh, Yvonne's back. Yvonne had left this for a second. But I honestly feel... that maybe the quantity of the MCU this year has maybe impacted the quality of some projects. But that is a discussion for another time. It's probably a bonus show that we'll do it in the next week or so, because we are going to start doing our reviews of other multiversal X-Men movies, like other what-if stories. So, like, we are going to be starting with the X-Men stuff. We're going to be doing that whole universe. We're going to do the Fantastic Four movies and Blade and all the other Elseworld events, because we want to, like, be on top of it and be refreshed in case any of those characters show up in Multiverse of Madness. So, yeah, Yvonne, any other thoughts you got?
Not really, just very excited for the movie.
Yeah, this will, I mean, unless there is a, even if there is a trailer that drops tomorrow, we're not going to do a podcast about it until after Christmas. So, Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy holidays. If you're a Star Wars fan, guys, Tusken Radio, we are going to be releasing our episode 1 instant reaction for the Book of Boba Fett on Wednesday morning. And then Friday nights, or I guess on Fridays, we're going to be releasing our full breakdown. So it's going to be 2 podcasts a week for Tusken Radio for the foreseeable future. We're going to try that out with Boba Fett. And then we'll see how that goes into, Kenobi and Andor and The Mandalorian Season 3. So, yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening. Have a great and safe Christmas. And happy holidays to everyone. I am Drew Gretsch.
And I'm Yvonne Siva.
Things just got out of hand.